Bernardo Alvarez Herrera, Ambassador of Venezuela to the United States, spoke yesterday at the University of South Florida in Tampa and at Eckerd College in St. Petersburg. At USF, an audience of about 100 people, despite detractors, greeted the ambassador warmly. Alvaro Montealegre reports.
I present to you His Excellency.
Thank you.
Ambassador Alvarez Herrera gave his perspective on happenings in the hemisphere, recent developments in the Venezuela-U.S. relationship, and the challenges faced by Venezuela at present. Within that, he covered their view on preemptive war, the unity of Latin American countries being forced in rejection of neoliberal economic models, and, among other things, he gave a glimpse of expectations for the near future of Venezuelan politics.
Try to think 1994, the summit of the Americas held in Miami. At that time, this idea that basically we should favor private business, that the process of privatization in our country should continue, that things were better run by the private sector. There was an agreement that we didn't have the old kind of dictators or non-democratic governments, the one in Chile, Argentina, whatever. And we have to have basically representative type of democracies. That was in 94. Basically, all countries signed this, the so-called Washington Consensus. It was in the U.S., the presidency of Clinton. The reality of Latin America right now is it goes completely different from what was assumed to be the way for Latin American development in 94. In 98, there was a change in Venezuela, and President Chavez was elected. At that time, many people used to say that things were normal, and the process of Venezuela was like an accident, and things will go back to normal. And the whole attention was concentrated on what happened in Venezuela. 2 days ago, there was the election of a leader in Paraguay, a former bishop, that he started his thinking of becoming president 2 years ago when he decided to quit as a bishop. And 2 years later, he is the president of Paraguay right now. Who would imagine that somebody like Evo Morales was going to be elected president of Bolivia? Who knew about the existence of President Correa from Ecuador? Nobody knew. We had, after that, the election and then the re-election of President Lula. That, as you know, Brazil has been opposing very clearly from the very beginning to the free trade agreement. Then there was the election of Uruguay, the changes in Argentina. In Argentina, the whole neoliberal model was reverted. And as you know, there was, for the first time, Latin America started saying, we don't want to go into the neoliberal model. And we have to agree that we have gone through major changes in the hemisphere. When we had the incident and the diplomatic crisis between, at the beginning, Venezuela, Colombia, and Ecuador, but then, basically, between Ecuador and Colombia, there were two very important decisions. One taken by presidents of Latin America in Dominican Republic. Then there was a discussion in the Organization for American States, and it was clear that the Latin America said, we are not accepting the doctrine of preventive war, which, by the way, as you know, has been in the center of the discussion worldwide, particularly after all the events in the U.S. and the famous war on terror. This is very important. And another thing that I would like to raise with you is for the first time, we feel that there is a real possibility of putting together a political organization that will represent politically South America. This is a so-called experience of UNASUR. UNASUR started in a meeting in Peru, and next meeting is going to be in Brazil in the next few days. And it's the first time that it has been a real attempt to go into a process of political integration in South America. There are other initiatives unthinkable in the past, like the Bank of the South, which is an initiative that started with Venezuela, and we have 7 countries participating.
Mr. Alvarez Herrera focused on the same points in his presentation at Eckerd College. There, he was received by at least 200 people. At USF, upset because she had not yet been picked to ask a question, a protester, Raquel H., interrupted. She claimed that she was being purposely prevented from doing so. She left the room and came back with a sign that said, "No more Chavez," a message she also shouted out. Supporters in the audience clapped, but they were matched by another group, equally determined, saying, "Viva Chavez."
But you don't let anybody
started talking. This
See,
is
thank you very much. I'm sorry you couldn't
ashamed of you.
Respect other people's rights.
No, you don't respect us. Shame of you. Take your feet and go back home. No more Chavez. No more Chavez. No more Chavez. No more
Chavez. Viva Chavez.
Equality takes a little patience.
After that, the conference continued and ended normally. The event that occurred went on with no incidents. Reporting for WMNF, this is Álvaro Montealegre.